With more than 91% of polling stations tabulated, Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission says President Hamid Karzai is now the clear leader. The incumbent has 54% of valid votes above the absolute majority needed to avoid a second round of balloting. His closest challenger, former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah, has 28%. The latest preliminary results were released as the Election Complaints Commission ordered a recount of votes from polling stations where it suspects fraud. The ECC, which has a majority of members appointed by the United Nations, says returns must be recounted and audited from any polling station where 100% turnout was reported or any presidential candidate received more than 95% of total votes. Canadian Grant Kippen is the ECC chairman.
Well, we have no idea how extensive it is. We believe, based, as I said earlier, on the investigations and decisions we've already taken, that there is some correlation based on the criteria that we lay out in our order. And that's why we're asking the Election Commission, or ordering the Election Commission, to take this action in terms of the audit and the recount.
Campaign committees for a number of presidential candidates have accused others of stuffing ballot boxes or throwing out votes. Many of the most serious complaints allege supporters of President Karzai rigged the results at polling stations on election day in three provinces, strongholds of the incumbent. The Taliban had vowed to disrupt the election and retaliate against voters, but the credibility of the election now appears more vulnerable to the fraud allegations than the lower-than-expected turnout due to insurgent violence. The latest attack in Kabul blamed on the Taliban took place just outside the military gate at the capital's international airport. Kabul Police Criminal Investigations Chief Abdul Ghaffar Sayedzada says a suicide car bomber struck a convoy of NATO vehicles at the airport's east gate. The police official says three civilians died and six others were injured as they were passing by on the road. Also reported injured are two American soldiers and one from Belgium. NATO, meanwhile, has acknowledged for the first time that Afghan civilians were killed in last week's controversial airstrike in Kunduz province. German commanders ordered the strike on two fuel tankers believed to have been hijacked by the Taliban. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, speaking in Parliament in Berlin, is calling for patience to ascertain precisely what happened while defending her country's military mission in Afghanistan.
Aber ich stehe dafür ein, dass wir nichts beschönigen werden, aber ich stehe
genau. Ms. Merkel says there should be no cover-up, and it is also unacceptable to make premature judgments. A Canadian major general has been appointed to lead NATO's investigation into the attack. An Afghan rights group and others claim dozens of civilians were killed in the airstrike. International military officials have said they believed they were targeting a group of 120 insurgents. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.